Liam Horan here with the Spanner Up GA Club Audio Booth for today, Tuesday, July 15, 2014. It's day two of the Cool Camp here in Ballinrobe, and I'm joined by two Mayo senior footballers who are coaching here at the moment, Kevin McLaughlin from Knockmore and Adam Gallagher from Mayo Gales. First of all, Kevin, you've got a big number here and they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge number of kids here, a lot more than I was expecting really, but it's good fun now so far.
What are you working on with the kids this week? What kind of skills are you trying to develop?
Well, every day is different, I suppose. There's always the basic skills, the catching, the kicking, hand passing, pick-up, you know, just the absolute basics. But, like, they don't realise that now, but that's the most important fundamental parts of the game, really.
And is that the advice you're giving them yourself as well, too?
Absolutely, yeah. If you can get the fundamentals right, you know, everything else will fall into place.
Growing up, who were the key people in Knockmore that guided you along? Desi Rutledge did a few generations down there. I'm not sure he was there in your time, but...
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Desi Rutledge would have been involved a lot. I suppose it's different stages in my youth, so I'd probably say he'd be the number one, really.
Okay. Very good. Adam Gallagher from closer to home, Mayo Gales. Adam, you're involved here as well this week. How have you found working with the young kids from Ballinrobe? They're a noisy enough bunch, I think.
Working with them is very entertaining. They like their games. And like Kevin said as well, they're very eager to learn the basics of football. What they don't realise is that they're all playing under 8s, under 10s with their clubs, and the skills here, they might be doing it in a game-based scenario, but it'll all play into games in the end, in training matches with the under 8s and under 10s with Ballinrobe, or the Neil, or some of them are from Ballinrobe like that.
Is it difficult to get kids to realise the importance, as Kevin said, of these being the basic skills that they made one day depend on almost exclusively?
It is all right. Sometimes they're mad to play soccer at these camps, but as soon as they start getting the basic skills like picking the ball up, the solo run, kicking the ball over the bar, even learning how to fist pass with a closed fist, it'll stand them great benefit for the years growing up.
As someone who's come up through the ranks and is still rising up through the ranks, what would your advice to those young people be?
My advice would be just, this is a great opportunity. This week is a great opportunity. I know as the week goes on, there's going to be a skills test for the older kids to display what they've learned through the week. There'll be a kick over the bar on the run. There'll be a dead ball scenario and fisted point. So all the skills that they've learned through the week, they'll accumulate then for the skills test on the Friday, and hopefully we'll get a few gold stars at the skills test.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kevin and Adam. They've also been joined today by the Nestor Cup, and we've had photographs of all the kids taken as well, and they'll appear on our website in the next day or two. Thanks, gentlemen, and best of luck in your club and county careers the rest of the season.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.